Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo takes first base on ball four. Chapman moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter takes first base on ball four. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Suter moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 0 in the game. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to third. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Lupien moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost scores. McCuskey moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Michaels. Majeski reaches second base with a double. McCuskey scores. Fain goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Majeski scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bob Gillespie now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chapman moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Suter strikes out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Coleman, and towards Suter, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Hodgen goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2 Athletics. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly pinch hits for Bob Gillespie. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marino Pieretti pinch runs for Dave Philly. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman fires over to first and Fain drops the ball. That's an error on Fain. Pieretti moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a line drive towards short. Juiced reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Michaels who is chasing the ball. Suter reaches third base with a triple. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Coleman bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Suter scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-3, Athletics. Mike Guerra pinch runs for Joe Coleman. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Guerra moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guerra moves to third. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guerra scores. Joost moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost scores. McCuskey scores. Fain moves to second. It's 9-3, Athletics. Ike Pearson now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive towards third. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright who is chasing the ball. Vallow reaches third base with a triple. Fain scores. Majeski goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 4 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Harris now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weigel pinch hits for Ike Pearson. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.